Fine, good morning all. Good morning all. Happy feast day. I just can't believe when we read all those beautiful readings and the other readings of the vigil of Pentecost, how come we're still sinners and we're still getting it wrong? We're so blessed by God. We're blessed by God with the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of Jesus. I was thinking during the week a lot about this homily today and how to teach you a little of the Holy Spirit. And I noticed in the ritual that there was a choice of second readings today. And even just before Mass, I said to Elizabeth, do you know which, usually they type them out up here, you know. I said, do you know which of the second readings that they picked? And she didn't know, but you picked the right one. I want to tell you, you picked the one that I prayed about most during the week, which is interesting, because there was another one there that was just as nice and just as good, but the one about this, if you live with the Spirit of God in you, that you are sons and daughters of God. I think it's pretty very important to get a check up on our image of God. You know, we the God of the Old Testament is a rather fearful God, and the God of the New Testament can be so sugary that there's no discipline in it at all. And you know, does God change or do we change, or what's the theological answer to the problem? And Paul today gives us a clue to that. I'm trying to take you all in with my favourite pillar here, you know. And I want you to all know that I want to share with you. See, in the Old Testament, God was El Shaddai. El Shaddai was the God of the mountain. No one went up the mountain except Moses. Indeed, if you touch the mountain, you die. Remember that? There's a story in the second book of Samuel, somewhere in there, chapter 6, I think, if you want to look it up, of a guy whose name I can't remember. It's only got five letters and it's got two Z's in it. So I can't even tell you his name. And he was escorting the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem with David. You know that? And the Ark got in a rut and it started to tip, and he grabbed the thing to stop it falling over, and God struck him dead. I thought, gee, I'd love to meet him when I get to heaven. He got a bad deal. I know. I mean, if that's not the God of the new, it's a thanks be to God. You know, like if it, and David wouldn't let the ark come into Jerusalem. He said, if God's like that, I don't want him too close. I want him near me. I want to know where he is. I want to have him under control, but I don't want him too close because I don't want to have to accidentally touch the Ark of the Covenant and drop dead. Then he saw that where the Ark was, they were prospering and they were making more money and things were going good. Yeah, and he thought, well, I don't want to miss out on the deal, on the cash. So then he let the Ark come up to Jerusalem, you know. Why am I telling you all that? Because, you know, that's not the God that Jesus preached. It's not, God is God. God doesn't change. But what changed is Jesus opened for us a relationship with his Father in heaven. And that relationship is adoption. You know, if you live by the Spirit, you are sons and daughters of God. So much so, you are heirs to the kingdom. And you can call God Abba, that's Daddy. Now, I think at least one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, why Jesus was crucified was that he taught this familiarity that we can have with God, because that was not their tradition and that's not what they believed. God was up there. Moses talked to God. Moses come down and told us what God said, and we better do it or else. And Moses was the enforcer, you know, right? But no one went near the mountain except the prophet. And with this closeness with God, you know, it's in Luke 11. I love it. Jesus is praying, and the apostles were watching him pray, and they saw him at prayer. Must have been a wonderful sight, because they knew better than to disturb him. It says clearly in the text that when he finished praying, they said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus gave that wonderful statement that we know so well. When you pray, say, Our Father. When you say, Abba, Father. Call God your daddy. I go from here most Sundays to a family dinner at my brother's place, and his grandchildren turn up, and their children, you know, and it's Sunday lunch is a very nice thing in our family for me, because otherwise I'd be on my own at McDonald's or somewhere, you know. And to see the three-year-old boys especially playing with their father on a day off, you know, in a relaxed family situation, they seem to gravitate towards their dad much more than to their mums, because I suppose mum's there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, you know. But come Sunday afternoon, to see them playing with their father, the trust they have. You know, dads pick them up and throw them up in the air and catch them, and mothers are scared. And all of that. Dad is just God. You're one of the fathers. One of my nephews said to his little bloke one day, the little kid was asking him about nuclear bombs. You know, our kids can ask you all the questions. What would you do, Daddy, if a bomb went off here, you know, and that sort of talk. And so Dad went along and said, what would you, if you thought there was going to be a nuclear bomb, what would you do? And the little child said, I'd run to you and put my arms around you. You know, that's the image. That's the image of the Holy Spirit in our lives that's in Paul's gospel today. If you are filled with the Spirit of God, you are sons and daughters of God. That's the image of Jesus, that he's opened us to God. God is God. But the relationship changed because Jesus died on the cross and has given us his Spirit, so that we've got access to the family of God, because we are family, we are heirs, we are royal family. Amen. Kings, princesses, queens, whatever title you like to give yourself. Upgrade today, because it's the feast of the Holy Spirit, because it's not alive and it's true. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with your love and your power. Come in your own special way. Glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Son. Glory be to the Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Said the name for God in the Old Testament was El Shaddai. The name for God in the New Testament, Emmanuel. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only